Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
You can find Fifi, Feb, and Nick on the Fox every weekday morning. And you can find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse.
101.9. This is the Fox.
Mother's Day yesterday, obviously. My wife went away on Friday. Heavily pregnant wife. She's now up to week 32.
That's cooked.
We are getting very close. She flew up to Sydney with her sister to see Hamilton. I got them a nice hotel.
Get them nice hotel rooms.
They went, yeah, of course. They had to wear masks in Sydney, of course. Hot spots. There were two cases. Got to wear a mask. They flew up there. It was the first time my wife had been away from our son, Charlie, for more than one night.
Ooh.
I want to say who coped worse, because as a Luke, that would have been
whinging
so hard. Oh, I bet.
They both missed each other so much. I go, why don't you guys just hang out and I'll go away again?
Again?
That seems to be the best combo for all three. Let me be alone and you two love each other. She went away and both have given me grief in the past about our TV rule in the house. Charlie gets 20 minutes a day.
He watched everything on the weekend.
He doesn't get to watch stuff outside of certain times. He gets to watch a few episodes of Bluey or an episode of Wiggles after his nap. 8:20 a.m. Saturday morning, TV's on. All right, I've got to get stuff ready, and you keep talking. I don't know how to stop this. TV's on. Don't know what my wife's doing. Don't know how she does it. Maybe she's lying, and he's just watching TV all the time. Yeah. But we went to my parents' place on Saturday night, had a sleepover at Nana and Pa's house. Yes. I needed a hand.
I think that's so
funny. Did you
funny.
Go out?
Did it? No, I didn't go out.
That would have been the best.
What, if I just... Went and had some beers on
drop and go.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
I just love that you do all that travel for stand-up comedy. Luch does it on her own. The second she's out of town, you're straight to mum and dad.
Well, I thought it's Mother's Day. Get to wake up there for Mother's Day. Yes. By the way, when I booked her the Hamilton tickets and the trip, it was a musical that's on in Sydney. I had to get them in September last year. Had no idea it would land on Mother's Day weekend.
Oh,
nailed
yeah.
it. Accidental, because it covered her birthday in October. And Mother's Day. Bang. What a win. Gift.
Well done.
It ended, though, with Charlie and I waiting at airport pickup at Melbourne Airport last night, and had the windows down, and we played a game. We used to play a game called That's You, and we'd point out people to each other that were clearly, it was not us.
Not
so there was like an ad on a screen once that had Jason Statham, and I said, Charlie, that's you. And he found it funny because he's clearly not a 50-year-old English man.
Mm-hmm.
And then he won by pointing out a poster of Lizzo. And he said, Daddy, that's you. And so he wins. We didn't get to play that game anymore because how do you top that, right?
You can't.
We're at the airport yesterday, windows down, and I was saying, is that mum? And there was a bodybuilder in a muscle gym singlet with two bags. I go, is that mum? And then he found what had to be a 90-year-old woman, the windows down, and he said, hi, mummy, happy Mother's Day.
Hey, Melbourne. Take the guilty splash.
Two nights. Crown Towers, Melbourne.
Or risk it.
I'll take the safe bet.
For a mystery cash prize.
$5,000.
Oh, my God.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's Guilty Pleasures. Register your guilty pleasure online now at fox.com.au. The winning continues 7 a.m. and all day while you work on the Fox.
Friday, Saturday, big shopping day for all the dads out there and all the partners of their beautiful wives.
Sunday as well.
And mothers. No, this was Saturday. You went Sunday, did you?
Oh, no. Oh. Sunday at a florist. You see a lot of dads with kids in pajamas.
I went for a walk on Saturday, and there was a lot of dads coming back on bikes with flowers, and we had a good little giggle. But I went out Saturday morning when the removalists were in putting all the stuff in the house because you've got to get out of the house. So I said, come on,
girls. Or you can stay and actually put the stuff in the house.
No, but they put it. So Alex was saying, this needs to go in that room, and then you unpack everything. So
yes, got it. You just got out of the way.
We just got out of the way. So I took the kids down and said, well, we'll go get Mum a Mother's Day present. So we went to Lululemon because I thought I'll get her some tights and something nice to wear. It's on Church Street in Brighton. I was like, that's easy.
Chain. I think they're all over
They're
the
everywhere.
Shop. Yeah.
But this is like around the corner. Walk straight in. And I go, righto, this lovely lady come up and serve me. I think, Josiah, is your sister's...
No, it's my girlfriend's twin brother's fiancée,
yeah,
Sarah.
Really tight.
sister's easier. Let's go with that.
Yeah, amazing. That'll do. Like, she's my sister.
The connection. So I walked in and I went, I want three pairs of tights, that colour, that colour, that colour, and I want a big long jacket, like your puffer jacket there.
Yep.
Bang, that one goes down just past your knees. She always walks, she always wears a jacket. Perfect. I was in there for about 3 minutes. Walked up to the cash register with the girls. They're like, Dad, that was amazing. I'm like, yep, easy. And I said to the lady, quickest money you'll ever make. She goes, that was so easy. Bang, 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 bang. And then she said, I said, oh, I've just, you know, got my cash out. I was like, how much is that? I just got a couple hundred bucks. So I thought that. She said, $874.
What?
I went, what? Sorry, what? And the kids are like, oh. And I was like, how much is a jacket? Like, but you have to pay. Like, I felt like a tight ass, so I had to pay for it.
I had, on a much lower scale, the exact same thing happened at the florist on Saturday. My wife was away, and I went in there with Charlie, and I got some flowers for my mum. I was going to my mum's place, my parents' place on Saturday. I got her some flowers, and then I said, for my wife, are you able to make up a box of, like, native Australian flowers? And she said, yep. What's your budget? And I said, well, I don't know. $80. And she said, great. And with these, that'll be $130. And I meant total. And then you just have to go,
you gotta pay.
What am I going to take half the flowers out? I can't. You've just got to pay it.
Mate, I remember when leggings from the Dandong Market were $5. $150 for a pair of leggings. Every woman in Australia has got a pair.
Alex, here's your pants. Wow. And if you're good, I'll get you the third stripe for Christmas.
That feeling, though, when you know when you're at the register, though, and they say the figure, and you do, you actually physically go, sorry, what?
I said, sorry, what?
But inside, you hate yourself having done that because the shop assistant sees your eyes and knows the sheer panic of what have I just bought. I had it similarly the other day. I was actually at the dentist, and I had a bit of dental work all through last year,
yeah,
didn't I?
You got great toofy pegs, though.
Yeah, but after days.
What's that?
Toofy pegs.
What are they called?
What are toofy pegs?
Toofy pegs?
Yeah, toofy pegs, too.
Never heard that.
So I had quite a bit of dental work, and I'd been to the dentist quite a few times all through lockdown and when I was able to go. And then the other day I just went in to have I had an implant because my back tooth ended up getting taken out last year. Anyway, they put it in. I stood at the counter because it wasn't a long session because it was just being put in. And then I stood there and I got my credit card out and she said, that's $5,000-something. And
take it out, rip it.
Unscrewing it. That's all right.
How much is a second hand?
Have that look on my face. What? She did go, oh, that's fine. Well, that's for all those procedures and all that. And I went, no. So fine. That's okay. But that sorry what moment, 131060, have you had it? Has it been too late? Because there's nothing worse than when you do the sorry what was that and you've eaten the food. Like, you know when a bill comes at the end of a meal and you're like, oh, no.
It's a bit different when the tooth's in your mouth. Yeah. You can't give that back.
Is it Steph? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Steph, have you had a sorry what moment at the cash register?
Yeah, I did last week with my partner's birthday, and I thought, oh, we've got people coming over Saturday. I'll dress up the house a little bit, and I got some foil balloons, you know, the big silver ones.
Yeah.
Just two numbers, a 3 and a 5, and I got to the counter, and I said, oh, yeah, I'll get 2 foil balloons. She goes, yeah, are they for today? And she started getting the string out while I was doing it. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is good, nice and quick. And then she said, oh, $50.
What?
And I thought, $50 for two numbers. And then I'm like, no. So I just handed over the cash, $50 note. And I thought, no, it's probably 15 and I've heard it wrong. But sure enough, no change. And I was too embarrassed to say anything. I was like, oh, gosh. And then the worst part was I got to the car, put them in the boot, and one popped straight away.
No. Steph, this is absolutely true. This is not made up. I had the exact same thing when I was getting a balloon. Spotlight do them at the counter.
Yeah.
And I remember that. I was doing one, getting one blown up. And as she said, $50, I was like, surely that's 15. Wow. I've had the exact same moment, Steph.
$25, I want a hot air balloon.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for a balloon.
Well, wait for if you try to order those balloon, you know, like walls or garlands. Like, they're so expensive. Like, you know, do you know what I mean? You know, when for parties, you get like a balloon display.
Balloon wall. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, like you can, that's $600, bang.
What? I didn't even know you could order those.
Oh, yeah. Balloons are very expensive.
But why did Darabin cancel one to cancel them?
I think they still have. Kate in Elston Wick. Hey, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Kate. Yeah. Have you had a sorry what moment at the cash register?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday. Went for brunch with a couple of girlfriends, had a coffee and an omelette, and I went to pay for mine. And I was the last. And she said, that'll be $33. Sorry, what?
Coffee.
A coffee and an omelette? I said, the coffee, the omelette I know is 23, which is a bit exy.
Yeah.
How much is the coffee? She said, oh, $4.50. I said, that's $27.50. How do you get to 33? She said, Mother's Day surcharge.
Oh.
That's not a public holiday.
That's wow. 25% Mother's Day surcharge.
That's a lot.
I understand if it's a public holiday because the staff also get paid extra.
Yes.
You've got a
Sunday get paid extra too, don't they?
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Is it just Sunday?
Yeah,
or?
But I don't know if it's 25%. That's a lot. That's a quarter
is.
Of your meal.
Kick off in front of mum.
A coffee.
Hey, your shout, mum.
Thank you for sharing that, Kate. And Jessica and East Bentley. Hey, Jess.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Have you had a moment where you couldn't believe what you were about to spend?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I was in Jimmy Choo quite a few years ago, and I was buying a birthday present for my best friend. And I had $500. $500, you know, that's lovely for a birthday present. So I'm in Jimmy Choo, and I've seen this bag, and I thought it was $500. I've taken the paper, you know, out of the bag. I've got it on my shoulder. I'm looking in the mirror, and I thought, yep, this is lovely. And my son was with me at the time, but he'd taken a phone call. He was outside the shop on the phone, and he's looking at me with this bag. Anyway, I've gone up to the counter, taken my credit card out. I've handed it to the lady. She's grabbed it, and she said, that'll be $5,000. I'm like, sorry, what? Well, I've snatched that card so quickly back out of her hand, and I went, no, I'm sorry, it's just a little bit over my budget.
Oh,
and
good.
I've gone outside the shop, and my son goes, Mum, what happened with the bag? I said, it was $5,000.
So, that's a lot.
That's great, Jess. I'm so glad you didn't fall for that, because you can feel so tight in that moment, like they're looking at you I'm so glad you walked, Jess.
I would have just let it go because my credit card would have bounced for sure.
My favourite part about all of that, though, Jess, was looking at Nick's face because I don't think you know what Jimmy Choo is.
Nah.
No.
Is that above strand bags?
1019, The Fox.
My Mother's Day was so lovely yesterday, and I knew it was going to be good because Trixie's just turned 8, so she's really in that gets it, you know, can actively get her own things and prepare. So the night before, she said, Mummy, you go into the bedroom and you can't come back out into the lounge room. And I was like, okay. And she goes, and even if you wake up in the night, you're not allowed to go into the lounge room. So
you would 100% look.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I woke up. I actually didn't. I was too tired. I woke up in the morning and firstly, she ran to the kitchen and came back with a bowl which had a Weet-Bix and just a lot of milk.
4 litres of it.
A Weet-Bix and a lot of milk, which was just so sweet. The thought was there. And then I said, Mummy's going to get up now. And she was so excited. She ran down to the lounge area and I walked down. And she just threw confetti and ribbons at me,
Sick.
Which is a beautiful entree. Yep. Yeah. It was my entry into the room.
Yeah. But you then have to clean up.
Then what she'd done is I had a happy birthday banner for her last month when it was her birthday. And this is quite clever. She'd kept the happy, but she turned over the birthday and written on the back Mother's Day. So recycled the happy birthday banner.
Well done.
Then I got all my gifts from the Mother's Day store. Remember last week when I gave her I gave her a 50 hoping she'd buy me heaps of stuff, but she just spent $12. And that's fine.
$1 scratchies?
Yes, I'm not one of those mums. I didn't mean to give her a 50. I just couldn't break it. Anyway, I got 2 key rings, a pen, and I got a little photo frame and this sort of little light that you put batteries in. So good haul.
Hey, good
I was
spend.
Really happy with that.
Yeah. For $12.
Yeah, yeah well, she did great. Anyway, then we spent the day. I went out with mum for lunch. It was a late lunch, 3:30. We went for the late lunch. Well, it was really
cheaper,
last minute.
Is it? Or?
No, everywhere was booked.
Mm.
So we could only get in at 3:30. So it was early dinner, late lunch.
Yeah.
Went to bed and I was lying in bed going, well, what a great Mother's Day. And I feel really blessed and I'm happy and isn't life great? Anyway, I've nodded off to sleep thinking, great way to end the day and I'll get up in the morning and enjoy seeing my friends in here.
What time did you nod off?
So that might have been about 8:45.
That's a good
11:45 before, so Trixie, and she was in bed with me, so I was cuddling her to sleep and it was gorgeous. About 11:45, Trixie sat up in bed, and any parent who would know what this can mean, they just, when your kid sits up and then just goes quiet, and I'm like, honey, are you okay?
Poo-poo.
Sick everywhere. Over the sheets, over everything. The acosas.
Oh, no. How did the acosas stand up?
The silk bamboo sheets just vomited everywhere. No. And the poor little thing, I did that. We've got to get you to the bathroom, but she couldn't stop. Nah. So I've had to get her pajamas off. I've sort of wrapped her in a blanket and put her on the bathroom floor because it's so funny. She's
shut
yet to figure out to be sick into this is you know how like you'd be sick into a toilet.
Yeah.
Whenever I say Trix, if you're feeling that way, run to the toilet. She'll say to me, "That's disgusting. I'm not being sick in a toilet."
I used to be scared. My parents would chase me around. I would never vomit in the toilet. They'd just run after me. It'd be the bam bam da 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 da, trying to get me to the bathroom, and then I'd vomit in the kitchen or whatever.
So I did that thing. So I've wrapped her in a blanket. I've gone, "Just sit there, sweetie, because if you feel the need again, be sick in the toilet." Then I've gone to the laundry and I'm not good. Vomit is not my thing. And Fev, you know that. But yeah, Nick, I can't do it.
No. Whose thing is it? I don't think anyone. Don't feel bad.
I was phobic about it. So I've done that. I put the gloves on. I'm dealing with it all. And I've gone back into the bathroom. And I'm like, "Are you okay?" She's like, yep. So she's walked back into the bathroom. No, I wasn't okay. This time all over the carpet and the bed.
Wow.
The bed without the bedspread on it. My gosh.
What did she eat?
Well, I haven't figured
lunch
it out.
Too
I
late.
Don't think it was good.
Was it kept the fish under those heat lamps for 3 hours.
I don't know what happened. But that's how my Mother's Day ended. I was just washing sheets.
Being an amazing mother. That's what happens.
I haven't slept. It was just.
So you're going to get sick? Should you be
no,
at work?
No, because I don't think it was. I don't think it was a gastro thing.
Pass it on to the nanny?
She's eating something. No.
Using the Happy Mother's Day banner as a blanket. Everything else got
using the balloons.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Mother's Day yesterday. Leon Shergren, our executive producer, he went out yesterday and he's coming today, I believe, with a hypothetical for the three of us.
Yeah, something happened and I'd like to put it to you guys and see how you would react.
Hypotheticals, time for us to test the team. Let's ask a question and see what they say.
I saw your socials on Saturday or early Sunday morning. I'm surprised you were out. That's amazing. Good effort.
It was a 2:30 lunch, so yeah. I had plenty of time to sleep in.
You never want to go from
straight
Revolver
through
to Mother's Day lunch.
161 straight to Mother's
hungry
Day lunch. I'll just have a water.
So
I've already eaten.
No, so it was Mother's Day lunch. We went to Chin Chin. Really lovely.
Wow. And they had, nice.
Thank you.
Obviously, Ian paid.
Yeah, doctor. Right, doctor money. So it was one of those banquet things where you pay like, you know, $70 a head and it has the, you know, different courses that come out.
Is it Feed Me Feast or something? It's called something like that.
Like
I'm hungry.
Feed Me or Chef's Choice or one of those things. So when the bill came out at the end, we worked it out with drinks. It would have been about $460 for the five of us that were there.
That's not bad.
The bill came out and it was $160.
When?
What? Only 160. That's wrong.
So essentially, they'd charge the drinks and one banquet.
Did you have coupons?
No. But we then discussed on the table, do we just pay it and leave? Or do we tell the waitress, "Oh, no, you've done this wrong"?
Oh, you tell them.
What would you do?
Tell them.
Okay, now a couple of things here. If the waitress can see five people at a table at a fancy restaurant like Chin Chin, and is she's happy with $170? I mean, that's a bit on her, because how could you not know? If you're looking at five people and you think that's $170.
I'd be going back there. So if I was going to Chin Chin's and at the end of the day, their till would have been out and then that girl would have got
absolutely
in trouble for it.
Absolutely,
I
agree with Fev.
I would have told them.
Totally.
See, I'm not going to blame anyone else like Fee did. I'll just say runner.
just take off. But that would have come out. If she gets that wrong, that comes out of her pay.
In all honesty.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't know if it does. They're fine. I think they're fine. Aren't they?
Well,
very wealthy.
Yeah, but rich get richer. They know every dollar.
Why I probably would draw it to her attention is more between the giving her my credit card or sign or whatever on the little PayPal thing and then getting to the door, I reckon they would have figured it out. And I would hate that moment where they came up and they went, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, clearly you had more than 100. Like, I don't want that altercation."
Oh, yeah, that's awkward.
Because they are going to realise at some stage. Leon, what did you do?
Should have just given them a tip for the price that was in the middle of it.
We were going to give them a tip.
For like $300.
We all discussed and went, "Look, let's just pay. I'll pay on my card and I'll just do it and pay for it myself. And then we'll see what happens."
Yeah.
And then as I handed my card over, she realised it was wrong. ran away, came back and said, sorry, here's the real bill. And then I said, we'll split it five ways.
1019 The Fox.
One of the delightful things about kids as they develop, as they get older, particularly from babies into toddlers, is their little personalities start coming through, as you both know. And Daisy, she'll be two at the end of June, so we're getting close.
Oh, that's gone quick.
Hasn't it? And her little, she's got a cheeky little personality, and she's doing these things now to rile me up. You know, you know when they go from babies that just look at you and just
lumps.
Useless
lumps.
But just love you. And then suddenly, like, I'll go, Mummy, have a kiss. No.
Because they realise they don't actually need you that much anymore because they can do things by themselves. That's the problem. Yeah, it happens quick.
Well, anyway, she's found a toy. Now, it's something that Trixie was given for her birthday. And Daisy loves it, but I hate it. And I'm trying to take it off her.
Does it
and she
make
knows.
Noise?
Yes.
What is it?
I've got it. Here we go. It's a. It's a
Oh, God, I was playing with that at the weekend.
It's
We've
a Love
one.
Diana microphone, sparkly microphone.
Is that what Carl Sanderlands uses?
It echoes,
Not just echoes. No, the wait for you to hear the music. Now, when I play this to you, you need to picture this all day. Never stops. But now she gets it. And she follows me round with it and just looks at me, presses the button, and knows Mummy go, oh, no. And
Take
she laughs
out.
Herself. Well, I've taken it out of the house for starters. It just all weekend this.
I am Diana, the princess of play.
Oh, wow.
It's good a couple of times.
No.
But I reckon for like 100. No.
Just keeps going. Dear. Na 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 na. I am. It's because it's not even. If it was a cute.
Can I play?
And I'll tell you what. Tell you what they have not nailed. They have not nailed sounds coming out of toys.
Yes.
Like they've got the Land Rover on Mars or whatever. The Mars Rover. Send people into space. They're curing all sorts of diseases. Hey, can you get a sound out of a toy that's not creepy? Nah. Sorry. The voices on toys are always weird.
I agree. And what's
more,
if it was cute, if that was sort of a cute, like in Sea Wincy
Spider,
it's not cute. It's annoying. And Leon, I was on the phone having a work call the other day with Leon. It was
impossible. That was not a work call. That was a really annoying call.
What did you ask him to do?
Well, I can't remember, but he was just like, can you make that sound stop? And Daisy would come up to the phone with it and then wanted to annoy Leon with it, didn't she? I couldn't talk to you.
I don't remember what the call was about, to be honest. That's all I heard.
Do you want to play a fun game? I'll take this home and video Toby with it and send it to you and see if Daisy realises. Would that be funny?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, look at
Unless,
this.
No, she starts crying and then, like, there's my toy. Mum gave it away.
Unless Alex throws it out. Never see it again.
Well, I'm laying in bed with it. Diana.
We'd love to hear for other parents, what have you hidden? What have you destroyed? Did you make a toy subtly disappear but your kid cottoned onto it? Because when toys are this annoying, you just have to get rid of them.
This is not annoying, but we've tried to take the dummy away from Toby because the dummy is tough because they've had it from a very young age. So we hid it. So when we, been out, we just no dummy. And then she saw another baby with a dummy and she's like, where my dummy, daddy? Where my dummy? Because I always have them in my pocket. I go, we don't have any more dummy. In your pocket, daddy, your pocket. No dummy in my pocket. I always had them in my pocket.
Yeah.
So she's got the dummy back now. We had to buy new ones.
Of course.
It's so hard,
or she'll go and take them out of other kids' mouths. Yeah. That's the next thing. But we're taking your calls. Trish in Wallen. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
Trish, have you had to try to get rid of a toy because it was just ridiculously annoying?
Oh, my God, so ridiculous. My daughter had this little toy camera and all it said was smile, smile, smile. And one day on the way from Rockhampton to the girls' friends in Queensland, I said, can I have that camera down? It was like, file.
Straight out the window.
File. Took the bloody camera off her and threw it out over the rain.
Trish!
Well, I had to listen to her cry for the next 2 hours solid.
No!
That's the best.
I remember being before I had kids, being the fun aunt that would always buy presents. My brother at Christmas would just look at me and go, you are not giving the kids that.
That's a tip now, a little PSA for anybody who's buying their mates or their family members' kids' toys. Nothing that makes sounds like that.
Yeah.
It's not wanted. The toys suck. Stop buying them.
Jason and I play that game.
I bet
you can get the worst present for the kids, the most annoying, like, drum kits and just stupid stuff that's real loud.
Stephanie in Mickleham. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
Hi, Steph. Have you had to deal with an annoying toy in the house?
Oh, so I bought my 3-year-old son. He's obsessed with, like, dragons and dinosaurs. So I bought him this, like, fire and ice combo dinosaur set that walks and growls and its wings flap. And it lasted about, like, 3 days in my house. And I could hear them, like, going off, and I couldn't find them anywhere. He had hidden them under his bed. So I went one step further and I threw them in the bin.
Stephanie, how did he react?
Well, he did. He was actually at daycare. So when I got back from daycare, they were just, like, flapping away. And he's been asking for them for about 2 months. And I said, oh, I don't know where they're gone. Maybe he's put them somewhere.
Yes.
But they don't forget, do they?
No.
They just don't forget.
Well, they got nothing else going on.
Yeah.
That's all they're thinking about is that one toy. It's not like they're paying bills and stuff. They can just focus.
Actually, and they're
getting
like
that toy back.
Like Trix, she's had her, you know, birthday. Just had her birthday. Got all great gifts. She's really doing well. And then the other day, she opened up this craft box and got out this, like, you know, it was a paper mask. And she said, "Mummy, remember when you threw out the paper mask I made, like, when I was 4? I'm like, of all the things you have, you remember one little paper mask that I threw out. They don't let it go. No. Tiffany in McLeod. Hi, Tiff.
Hi.
Tiff, have you been haunted by a toy in the house that you had to throw out?
Look, I haven't thrown it out yet because she likes feeling the... It's a baby shark that sings when the music hits the bathwater.
Baby shark. Mommy shark.
Daddy. Remember, that was so 2018. I've hardly heard that song.
Mate, I heard it yesterday.
Yeah, no. Toby was playing it. Birthday and someone got it.
Gosh,
I don't mind it. Because I feel awful. Like it's like, because Toby was a baby, and she just listened to it. And she was on YouTube yesterday on the phone, and it came on, and she's like, Daddy, Mommy, and we're clapping. I don't know.
It gives you that sense of this.
You also like the Diana pink microphone that we've got here.
I do not.
Kelly in Narre Warren South. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Kelly, did you have to destroy or get rid of a toy that was annoying?
Sure did. When I had my kids and they had those annoying toys, the best advice my mum gave me was just to let them play with them in the bath.
Oh, because they get ruined.
Or
ruined. Didn't work. They sound.
That's a risk,
baby.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
I was just thinking about having something for breakfast, and I was feeling a bit vegan because I'm not a vegan.
Wow, you try to be.
A new, wonderful new team member, Renee, is a vegan guru. And I just said, Renee, what would be a good vegan breakfast? Which led Josiah here in the studio to having a suggestion. Josiah, what did you suggest?
I said you should get an acai bowl because everyone started laughing. What is that?
Bowl? It's the ACAI.
An acai bowl.
How do you say it?
Me? I say acai.
Yeah, just Brazilian.
How do you say it,
Brazilian
Renee?
Gelati.
Resident vegan?
Yeah, it's acai.
What did I say? Acai.
You said acai.
Acai.
Yeah.
That's,
you asked for an acai bowel.
Mate,
stop enunciating.
It's kind of Brazilian. Maybe I'm saying it correct in Brazilian, in Portuguese.
I thought it was an acai bowl, I'm going to be honest. I didn't know it wasn't even acai. Acai.
Acai. Well, that's closer than acai.
Or a chai. Not a chai bowl?
No, chai is a different. Chai is a C-H-A-I.
Okay, I trust Renee.
Acai.
Definitely not acai, though.
What'd you come up with then? What are you going to get?
She's just going to have a bacon and egg
Renee,
roll.
I did then ask Renee if eggs were vegan, and she said no.
Can you get vegan bacon? It's awful, though.
Oh, it's called cardboard.
It tastes like it.
Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with Paco Rabanne, Giorgio Armani, Versace, and more from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. 101.9. This is the song.